After 5 terms and almost 10 years in office, Pittsfield Ward 6 City Councilor John Kroll says he will not seek re-election in the fall. After accepting a job with Benchmark Senior Living, he'll be moving his family to Newton, Massachusetts. Kroll, also the council's vice president, spoke with WAMC about his time in office, from his early years during the administration of Mayor James Roberto to what he sees as the city's major issues today.
When I first came in, there was an incredible amount of palpable energy about the future of our city. It was a time that we felt we could get anything accomplished because we had big goals and big dreams, and we were achieving them. We were able to, after decades, rehabilitate the Colonial Theater, make that property come alive. The Barrington Stage Company chose to come to the city of Pittsfield from Southern Berkshires after a successful run there, and we invested in that and helped them succeed. And then the Beacon Cinema brought the masses to the downtown. So there was that, and then a reinvigoration of the public school system, which I think when you put those two elements together and all the tens of millions of dollars that became invested into new market rate housing into our downtown that came after those public private partnerships. We believe that anything was possible, and we really were achieving our goal. I mean, we said we wanted to be the greatest small city in the Northeast, and we truly believed it, and we were taking great strides in that direction. When we had changes in administration, there was different philosophies during the Bianchi administration that replaced Jim Roberto. I think there was a concerted effort to make the city more conservative and sort of almost undo some of the work that the Roberto administration had done. And the Tyer administration, I think she's doing the best that she can to her abilities, I think right now we're sort of lacking that excitement. I'm hoping that this election cycle that I will not be a part of is an opportunity to bring new energy and new faces to city government. I hope there's a lot of contested elections, and I hope we have conversations about the really important issues in the city right now. I think education is one of those, and I think dealing with our violent crime issue is something that we've not hit head on. It's breathtaking, the amount of violent crime that we're seeing, and we need to hit that head on.
How have the issues in Ward 6 changed and evolved over the last decade?
Ward 6 is, I believe, the most diverse ward in the city. We have some of the wealthiest residents in Pittsfield. We have the only gated community in the city of Pittsfield. And we also have some of the most diverse as far as socioeconomic and are, frankly, the poorer neighborhoods. We have the West Side neighborhood, which has had its challenges, and we've spent a lot of time working on those issues. And we have two neighborhood schools that need attention, not only from an infrastructure standpoint, but also in dealing with the fact that school choice has been more devastating to schools of greater diversity than others. So those remain challenges. Some ways we'd made some accomplishments early on in my tenure. We really focused on code enforcement and was able to spur more investment in the West Side along with public investment in the West Side. But there are still issues that remain unresolved. School choice continues to be a challenge, particularly for the neighborhoods of Ward 6.
Looking back on your decade in Pittsfield municipal governance, what are the big landmark issues you're going to remember from that time in office?
It's hard not to look at the decade and look at the new Taconic High School as the major accomplishment. It took a hell of a long time to get that done. It was a decade-long process. I felt like it took too long, but it is in Ward 6. I think, for West Pittsfield, it's an enhancement of our property values. It's certainly an enhancement in the realm of economic development and filling the needs of businesses and skills in the community. And it's just another piece of the infrastructure that we have to create in order to make Pittsfield a more attractive place to live. With that said, there are challenges. We still have a Pittsfield High School that, I have a petition in tonight that's going to examine that and ask the question, because 10 years ago we decided that we are going to continue with a two-school high school education. That may no longer be the case. We have declining enrollment overall, and countywide we have declining enrollment, and we have a recommendation from an education task force full of former and current superintendents that says ultimately we need to streamline education across the county because of that reduced enrollment and make our dollars go further. So Pittsfield needs to be a leader in that conversation. So I think while Taconic High School was a success, I think we got a lot of work to do in making education as great as it can be, not only in Pittsfield, but throughout the county. I think Pittsfield can lead that conversation. Other things, I was the founding chairman of the Green Commission, and at that time we passed some local ordinances and an initiative which allowed us to be one of the very first green communities in Massachusetts. I'm very proud of that. That was very early in my tenure as a city councilor. It brought in millions of dollars for upgrades to many of our city buildings, City Hall, the library. It also opened the door to a major solar project down at the wastewater treatment plant. As a ward councilor standpoint, I was also very proud of the number of simply the roads we were able to get done in Ward 6, and that's one of the roles of a ward councilor, is to make sure that those infrastructure projects get on the quote-unquote list and get accomplished. So I was, you know, the laundry list of work that's been done in 6 is a strong one. We got more than our fair share over a decade in the ward and in the city overall, and I'm proud of that.
At times, you found yourself one of the leading voices of the self-identified progressive wing of Pittsfield City Council as the city debates issues about its culture, like the renaming of Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm interested, looking into the future, where you see those conversations going. Are the tides moving in more of a progressive direction, like some of the causes you've championed on the council?
Yeah, I mean, you look at those issues, and some people say that those are you know, not really city issues. Those are issues that should be dealt with, you know, by some other entity, maybe at the state level or federal level or what have you. But they're important because they mean something to people, and I believe that our city thrives most when we are when we're open and welcoming and tolerant, and that means being more thoughtful about not only our history, but in how we're moving forward. Most of the growth in our community, as an example, is coming from an immigrant population. And so we need to embrace people who are different than the traditional Pittsfield of you know, decades ago and even longer ago. So I think the progressive values do put that as a priority, and I think that's only good. I mean, you know, we're a community, together we can do better, and I think. You know, having tolerance and being smart and intelligent and knowing that just because a decision was made 100 years ago doesn't mean it's correct today based on the information that we have. And that's, you know, example of the Columbus Day change. I think there definitely will be those clashes from time to time. But when we do it in an open, honest, and civil fashion, then ultimately we can get better together.
One issue you've expressed frustration with the current administration led by Mayor Linda Tyer, is police accountability. You talked about the final version of the Police Advisory and Review Board that was passed by the City Council as not having enough teeth. Are you concerned that the current administration is not going to go far enough to assure police accountability in Pittsfield?
I mean, it's hard to say, but what I do know is that ultimately we are a check and balance. The city council has to be a check to the administration. It doesn't mean we can't work together with the administration, but it does mean that when we have questions come up, that we have to challenge often the administration, and the police department is under the administration. You know, it's the mayor is the appointing authority and essentially the boss, even though the chief position is a civil service chief position, and you know the difference between, you know, non-civil service and civil service. I don't have a good answer for that, but I think particularly in public safety and in the police department, where we have individuals who have a lot of power, and we also have a chief that has a lot of power. I mean, those are the people who are sworn to protect us. It's okay to ask questions, and it's okay to challenge them from time to time, because that's our job. It is a check and balance. We're the legislative branch of the city, and so that's part of our role in representing the people. So, in looking back, that will be one of the things that I think that isn't quite, from my opinion, there yet. But I hope the advisory commission does succeed in being effective.
During my time covering the Pittsfield City Council, I've seen a lot of long, contentious meetings with a lot of very sharp debate and a lot of back and forth. In your experience as a longtime serving member of that council, is this a new trend for Pittsfield, or is this just a flavor of how the city carries out its politics?
I mean, you know, historically, Pittsfield and City Council, from time to time, there have been fistfights. So, I mean, it's not like, Pittsfield politics has always been a contact sport, so to speak. And I think, that's part of our history and part of who we are. I mean, it doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong. But we generally are passionate about our politics. Even me, I certainly have had my times where I've been criticized because I do wear my heart on my sleeve a little bit more, for better or for worse. I hope mostly for better. But the tone, people... When they sit down at that dais, they're civil. If they lay it out there, I would rather have people who are honest and speaking with their minds and their hearts, because ultimately this is what we're all here for. We all love what we do. I don't care who you are. If I'm on one side of an issue, and another counselor is on another side of the issue, and then maybe we never see eye to eye, but I do know that every member up there is in it partially, at least, because they just love doing it. Because it's not like we're getting rich doing this, or it's not like there's huge perks. We do it because we love the city, and because I think some way we want to see it better. We may see it differently, but we're all working for a better city.
Are you leaving office with any regrets, with any stone left unturned, or things you wish you'd seen finished that were not while you were in office?
Yeah, the lingering issue for me, and which has been disturbing, is really the violent crime issue. It's just, like I said, it's breathtaking to me, the volume that we're seeing. I don't have an answer for it. If I did, I would have come out with it a long time ago, but I don't know. So that is deeply troubling. The other thing is moving forward with high school education and understanding what do we do here, because 10 years ago the plan was two high schools. We either need to revise that and do that in a public fashion or move forward with the two-school solution and pulling that into the ultimate leadership I think that Pittsfield needs to take in the plan for countywide education, because enrollment continues to decline. So with that happening, we have to make some tough decisions moving forward. It doesn't have to mean closing schools. It doesn't have to mean anything like that. It can mean actually more resources to the classroom delivery of education. But ultimately, some difficult decisions will have to happen. And so I think we got to start.